Sherry and Bob's search for 97.3's Mr. Right. Mr. Right. Helping 32-year-old Christy find her perfect man.
Morning, it is 7:08.
Whatever our lovely girl Christy has been doing, it's not getting her a man.
No, okay? It hasn't. She's had lots of failed relationships, that is true.
Therefore, I booked a professional dater, a male escort, to go on a date with her last night at Ira Bistro. They could meet, but I had to make a bit of a cover story. I couldn't let her know he was a male escort.
Are you my date?
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you.
Hey. Christy, Steve, Christy.
Okay, good.
We've done the kissing. That was pretty early. Christy, you've heard from Steve's voice already. He's not from around these parts.
No, that's nice and exotic. I like that.
Steve's a guy who's been on quite a few dates in his time. He travels around a bit. The only thing I will tell you, he's not a guy who's actually registered on the website to be Mr. Right so far. Is that okay?
Okay.
But what have we got planned tonight for Christy, mate?
Basically, get to know each other a little bit.
I can do that, yeah.
Okay. So it's a nice relaxing dinner, no strings attached, just two lovely people meeting each other. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Tell me how it goes afterwards, okay?
Okay, I'll give you all the juice, yeah.
Have fun.
Okay.
Away you go.
Thanks very much.
Off they went.
I can feel a nervousness. Okay, what happened?
It's going to get worse. They went into Ira Bistro. I couldn't go interrupting their date, so when the waiter came past, I checked with him how they were going. How are they going?
Well, they are going very well. Who knows? At the end of the night, we might have something very interesting, an interesting story for the radio station.
Slow down. When you say very nice, they're comfortable in each other's company?
Indeed. Chatting, I guess that's the perfect environment.
Yeah. Can you see sparks of electricity going between the eyes?
Oh, give me a little bit more time.
No, I meant their eyes, mate, but good work.
Yeah.
Of course they're chatting. That's his job.
Okay, all right. Okay, I've got to say, it did look like it was going very well, so I checked in with Christy afterwards, and a little part of me not going to like this, I'm afraid it might have been going too well.
It was really a mystery date. I had no idea who you were setting me up with.
Okay, what was your impression of this guy?
Oh, he's cute. Yeah. And then we got talking. We didn't stop talking. Like, if we weren't on time, I probably wouldn't have ordered. Like, we forgot to order. We haven't stopped talking, so It was good. Got a lot in common. And I found out about him, and because I'm quite interested in his job, so.
What job has he got?
Project management.
Oh, yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You weren't a project tonight, were you?
Oh, who knows? Was I? I don't know.
Okay. He's a very easygoing guy, and you say he's a little bit cute. Does make you apprehensive about the way you were tonight?
No, look, you know, if he likes me, he likes me. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I'm no model.
You're looking hot.
I'm all right, you know, but I mean, he did say he had a couple of kids, though.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, bam, bam. That sucks.
Bam or bam butt?
Bam butt. But bam. We could be great friends. Like, we've got a lot in common. He's into music. He writes music. He's creative. He's writing a book, an adventure book.
Bear Grylls with a guitar.
He is, and he's cute, and I've got the same sort of interest, so he's going to check out my blogs, and I'm going to check out his book, and it's all happening.
I don't want to hear about you checking out each other's blogs and books, really. Hey, let's get him back here, because there is a little bit of a twist to tonight's date, and I think we'll get Steve to explain. Is that okay?
Really?
Yeah, really. If you're feeling awkward now, in a minute's time, we get Steve back, and he explains he's a male escort, and he's been paid to be on a date with Christy. But he does tell us what he thinks about dating our Christy.
If she didn't take you out, if you upset her, I will.
I sat very close to her. It was a very tense moment.
Looking for Mr. Right. 97.3.
Robin, Terry and Bob's search for 97.3's Mr. Right.
Mr. Right.
Helping 32-year-old Christy find her perfect man. What a man.
7:16 at 97.3, that was an appropriate song, Every Breath You Take.
Yes, apparently I had inappropriate actions. I sent our Christy on a dinner date at Ira Bistro with a male escort in the hope, Robin,
yes,
of examining her dating techniques. The date has gone well, almost too well, but it's time to tell Christy who her date really is.
Good night.
A great night, yeah.
Great night. And yourself?
Yeah, I had a good night, yeah.
Really good night. Good mates, to learn a little bit about each other. There is one thing we haven't told Christy since the start of the night. I'm sitting closest to her. I'll get hit if something goes wrong. But Steve, can you tell us who you are, what you do, and what tonight's been about in some way?
I'm a male escort. So I get paid to take women on dates, I guess. I've got a lot of experience with being around women and being on dates with women.
How are we going so far?
Oh, well, I'm wanting some feedback, so I suppose you may as well get a bloody professional in.
I think she's been fantastic, to be honest. Yeah, I've really enjoyed my night with you. It's been very easy. You've just been yourself, which is when we first met. I said, just be yourself.
Yeah.
There's no point pretending to be anything that you're not. I was asked if you were on your best behaviour. I wouldn't know, but I think you've been a delight to be with this evening, so...
Aww. This is kind of like a farmer wants a wife, isn't it?
Are you a farmer too?
I'm not a good... No, I don't like getting my hands dirty, mate. I'm OCD.
Yeah, he's very OCD. That was very interesting.
Well, here we are. This is our lovely Christy. You spent a night whining and dining here straight down the barrel, mate. There's a guy out there thinking he might be Mr. Right. What should he be thinking?
Get in touch with her. She's a great girl. She is fussy, but why not be? Look at it.
That's very sweet.
And if anybody wants to date me, male escort to Brisbane.
Gee, you move on fast,
a
don't
plug.
You?
Oh, I'm offended. I'm sitting right here. Do you see that?
She's disappointed. You could tell straight away, despite what she said previously, you could hear straight away she was like, oh,
but
damn.
On the upside, she's a great date.
Yes.
Yeah, if you reckon you're Mr. Right, get to our website, 973fm.com.au, and register your details.
And how do we find him? Because seriously, if you go to our website, he's very cute.
BrisbaneMaleEscorts.com. Robin Hicks.
No, it's not for me. No, I don't want it.
I'll leave
but
the card there.
I'm sure lots of women who have a look will go, where's he from?
Looking for Mr. Right at 973. It is 18 past 7 with Robin.